In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Mother of the Redeemer, Saint Joseph, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So if we're to go step by step and verse by verse and follow what Saint Paul was saying in the second reading to the Philippians, Paul is not present, for he has written an epistle to the Philippians, and it has been sent. And this is what he says: follow those who are like me and observe them, who walk so as you have our model. In other words, pick your mark and follow them in the little things. There are many who are behaving as enemies of the cross of Christ, St. Paul continues. They are destined to be lost. They make food into their God, and they are proudest of something they ought to think shameful. The things they think important are earthly things. St. Anthony of Padua, doctor of the church, the fastest canonization in the history of the church, refers to this God of the valley, the strange God, the God of lust, which estranges man from God. It is best the old devil, the ancient disease, the old evil, which devours everything good. This worldly thinking of choosing your own sex is nothing new. It is a lie, a philosophy of Sartre, a disciple of Nietzsche, which propagates essence before existence. Essence, however, is intelligible, understanding from the senses, and essence has properties. Existence first, and then essence. Sex determination is not a thought process of imagination. Aberrations to sexual behaviour is more a falling from grace when acted out. Each fall should be seeking an opportunity for grace of God through sacramental confession and regular and frequent Holy Communion. Penance is the first and continual part or port of call, recognizing that our fallen nature is inclined to sin, but that does not mean that we have to sin. We do not have to sin. We have choice. When you look at the stars, as Abraham was directed in the first reading, he was given a sign of predestination, a sign of heaven to come. The stars are in the heavens, for our homeland is in the heavens. St. Paul again. This touch of heaven was experienced by Peter, James, and John when they attended the Transfiguration and observed the conversation between Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. Jesus' passion was coming very soon, and their conversation was in that direction. And the chosen apostles were strengthened in their resolve to understand, though they denied Jesus at the moments before his passion, and to a greater extent Peter's denial was more serious. The beatific vision is coming to us all, when that wretched body we live in, a reconditioned body if you like, but the same body we have, is reunited with our souls and is then in heaven, providing we walk the walk on the narrow path, avoiding sin and dying in sanctifying grace. Our bodies are glorified. we become other Jesus, as though we were divine. Cloud and light are the two images which occur together in the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. There was a cloud which devoured that atmosphere above Peter, James, and John. In the Old Testament, that cloud, now obscure, now luminous, reveals the living and saving God while veiling the transcendence of his glory. With Moses on Mount Sinai, at the tent of meeting, and during the wandering in the desert, and with Solomon at the dedication of the temple, the Holy Spirit was depicted in this cloud. In the Holy Spirit, Christ fulfills these figures. The Spirit comes upon the Virgin Mary. She was overshadowed, as is mentioned in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus, Elijah, and Moses, Peter, James, and John also have this overshadowing. A voice came from there, from that cloud, saying, "This is my Son, my chosen, listen to him." Up until the Transfiguration, Jesus had his glory hidden, or veiled, if you like. And what was experienced by the three was a foretaste of what is to come for us all who are faithful to the Lord. As St. Paul said somewhere, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." Mary, our mother, brought the light into the world, the light of Christ. Commend yourself to her as the Son of God was commended and enrobed in the most pure flesh of the Virgin Mary, his own flesh. Praise be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.